Hi, welcome to Think Jesus Cafe, a place where we think about the truth claims of Jesus Christ, the most influential leader in all history. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. Let's take a few moments now and think about divine guidance. This past Sunday, we took an extended look at divine guidance and our role in learning the will of God. We were looking into Acts 16 and how the Spirit of Jesus had prohibited the Apostle Paul from traveling to Phrygia and Galatia and Bithynia. Paul had intended to travel to these areas to tell the good news of Jesus and his resurrection. Yet God directed Paul and his traveling companions towards another region, Macedonia, a region where people also needed to learn and think about Jesus. This account of God's actions in directing Paul and his ministry led us to consider the will of God and divine guidance for us today. Do you have any big decisions facing you? Wouldn't it be great to tap into the wisdom of God and know the right choices you should be making? Well, there are a couple principles that we all must grasp hold of if we are to gain insight to the will of God in a situation. Jesus teaches that the will of God can be known and that God has already revealed His will and is eager to give us guidance in making decisions. When Jesus was asked about who was His mother and brothers, He said, "For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother." And of course, if we are to do the will of God, it must be revealed to us and we must know what it is. Well, there are five principles we need to be aware of if we want to lay hold of divine guidance in our life. And the first principle is that divine guidance requires a sincere desire on our part to please and honor God in the daily opportunities that are immediately in front of us. If we lack a sincere desire to please God, how could we expect that He would actually give us His guidance? Well, that would be true in your life, I'm sure, if there was a person that could care less about you and the guidance you offer and following your guidance. If they were not sincere about pleasing you in following that guidance, why would you bother? So the first principle is that divine guidance requires a sincere desire to please and honor God. The second principle is that divine guidance is often issued over a period of time, requiring patience on our part. Now, this is a value that's not highly honored in our culture. Most of us learn at an early age that when we desire something, we want it now, and we almost demand to have it now. It doesn't work that way with God. He works over periods of time, and we must be patient and seek His guidance. Third, we must be sensitive to God's use of circumstances. In the Acts 16 passage, doors opened, doors closed. There was a time of reflection where Paul was thinking about what had happened, how the Spirit of Jesus had closed a door, how God was working in his life. We too must be sensitive to the situations in front of us. We too must be sensitive to God's use of circumstances. When a door closes, it may not be the worst thing that's happened in our life. When a door opens, it may not be the best thing that has happened in our life. We must allow time for reflection and be sensitive to God's use of circumstances. And then it is also good to seek the response and input from other Jesus-minded people in pursuit of what we might call a corporate wisdom, a godly corporate wisdom. Luke and the others that were traveling with Paul were part of the decision to go to Macedonia. God had opened that door for sure and had given a vision to Paul for sure, but others were a part of the decision to go to Macedonia, and there is a kind of godly corporate wisdom. And we too must seek the input of other Jesus-minded people Often we seek input from people who do not have Jesus at the center of their thinking, and then we expect God to give us guidance and to express His will to us when we're seeking guidance from those who could care less about Jesus. No, the biblical model is to seek input from other Jesus-minded people. The fifth principle that we must understand is that God honors obedience and will not honor disobedience. We see that throughout the Bible. We see it in passages like Romans chapter 1. We see it in the life of David. We see it in the life of Moses. We see throughout the Bible that God honors obedience and He does not honor disobedience. So that when God's will is revealed, when His guidance is given, He honors obedience, but He will not honor disobedience. That is to say, if we disobey the revealed will of God, we can hardly expect for God to give us further guidance. Okay, these are five principles that lay a sort of foundation to help us gain a better understanding of the will of God and divine guidance in our life. But there also remains the very practical issue that God has not given us specific direction for every situation. So here are a few questions that may help you as you discern God's guidance in the decisions that you face. First question, will this action glorify God? 1 Corinthians 10:31. Will this be a decision? Will this action be something that will lift up the honor of God? Will Jesus be seen as being a great influence in your life? Will Jesus be seen as the leader, the most influential person in your life? Will He be lifted up as being magnificent, being great? Would others want to follow Jesus because of His influence in your life? Will He be glorified? Second, does this action align with the character of Jesus? Colossians 3:17. From what you know about Jesus and His life and His ministry, does the decision you're about to make align with Him? You may know that Jesus taught that we are to love God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul and strength. Secondly, we're to love our neighbor as ourself. Does the decision you're about to make align with those kind of character traits? Third, will this action promote the well-being of others? 1 Corinthians 8. What effect will this action have on my body and my mind? Romans 6 and following. Will this action decrease my love for God? 1 John 2:15. Will this action dull my appetite for God's word, prayer, worship, fellowship, Christian ministry? Do the movies, the television shows, the music, the conversations we're engaged in serve to increase our appetite for God? Or do they desensitize us to the things that are offensive to God? Will this action conflict with my conscience? Romans 14. Will this action tarnish my Christian life and testimony? 1 Timothy 4, 2 Timothy 2. These are just a few practical questions that may help you to discern how God is speaking and directing you. Well, what does this all mean for you and for me. It means that Jesus, God, wants to be your guardian and guide. Jesus wants to be our guide in all the decisions in life. And that is a great thing, to realize that the supreme living God of all the universe loves you so much that he wants to help you in your decision making. He loves us so much that he's willing to give us his divine guidance in all the situations we face. Family situations, relational situations, work situations, social and political situations, financial situations, every aspect of life. God is available to guide us through the uncertainties of life. Thank you for joining us in the Think Jesus Cafe. We hope today's message has been an encouragement to you. We invite you to join us in spreading a passion to think like Jesus by asking your friends to subscribe to the podcast at thinkjesuscafe.org. If you are visiting San Francisco, or if you live in the East Bay area, we invite you to join us Sunday for worship at Gate Tree Church. Service times and directions are online at gatetreechurch.org. Until next time, thank Jesus and enjoy life.